Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the atheist can't find God for the same reason that a thief can't find a policeman. I'd like for you to, a little while, think with me in regard to the matter of the term fool and that term as it's used in our world today. Some people use it very freely and very frequently. They talk about other people and they call them a fool. Well, the Bible prohibits that kind of conduct. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 22, the Bible says, "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire." Obviously, we ought not to be using that term, and we ought not to carelessly talk about other people and attribute to them actions that are foolish. Yet at the same time, when we turn to our Bibles, there are some people described in the Bible who by their conduct say to the world about them that they're behaving in a foolish way. If God says that a person is being foolish, then there's no question about that, is there? The Bible very plainly tells us that some people act in a foolish way. And so, in our study this week, we'd like to point out to you some of those people who are foolish in their conduct. And the reason we say that is because God makes that observation. In the Hebrew letter, chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, the Bible says, "The word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. All things are naked and open before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do." It isn't hard to see by looking at those verses that God knows everything. God knows our actions. He knows our thoughts behind the action, and therefore it would be perfectly legitimate to the one who knows us for him to say that action is foolish. Now, Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, when he was talking about the inspiration of the Bible, made this observation: "What man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man that is in him?" In other words, he's simply saying we don't know what other people are thinking. We might guess about it, but we really don't know unless they tell us what they have in their mind. But that isn't true with God, is it? God knows everything. God is aware of everything that we think and all that we do. Therefore, God would know whether or not we're behaving in a foolish way, in contrary way to the word that God has given to mankind. So let's look in our study at some people that the Bible describes as being foolish. We're not talking about individuals and giving names of individuals or persons. We're simply saying this kind of conduct is described in the Bible as being foolish. All right, first of all, let me suggest to you that the Bible says the one who looks at the world about him and sees the things that have been created round about him and who denies that God does exist is a foolish man. Psalms 14 and verse 1 suggests that the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." Now, there might be a number of reasons that people decide to deny the existence of God. It cannot be that they have weighed the evidence and have decided, based on the evidence, that there is no God. Obviously, there is evidence in the world about us of the existence of God, and the fact that the Bible contains no contradictions and indeed carries the will of God to mankind is another evidence that God does exist. But let's look at that for a moment. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. That was a statement made by the psalmist David in Psalms 19 and verse 1. And what he was saying is simply that you can look at the evidence in the universe about you and know that God does exist. Would it be logical to reason that the things that are here of unity and origin that has to do with a recognition of the wisdom behind it, that all of that just happened and that there was no wisdom behind it? If I look at a house, I would say there was a builder to that house. That would be logical, wouldn't it? Would anybody assume that the house made itself? Would that make good sense? Well, suppose I look at a clock and I say that clock is a remarkable work. It made itself. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? There had to be a watchmaker. So if a building requires a builder and a watchmaker requires, or rather a watch requires a watchmaker, then it isn't hard to conclude, is it, that the universe, with all of its wisdom and with all of its design, requires a maker? There have been men who were noted for their atheism and the fact that they claimed to be highly intelligent men. These men who said there is no God, some of them have come to the place after a while that they begin to recognize, even though they won't admit it's the God revealed in the Bible, they began to admit there must be some wisdom behind the creation of all things. Obviously, it is foolish for a person to say there is no God. There is evidence, not only evidence outside in the world by looking at the uniformity of the world, but think for a little while about the idea of God's revelation. God revealed himself to us in the Bible. The Bible's not a product of man. No man or group of men could have produced the Bible. That's very obvious. You take a group of men who wrote the Bible, about 40 men, separate them by about 1,600 years, and then let them write what they want to write, and then put it together and see if there are no contradictions in it. Obviously, that's not the case. If we would assign a subject, it wouldn't be hard to see that there would be a great deal of controversy in regard to those matters, and if a number of people are assigned the subject, they'll come up with different conclusions and different ideas. All you'd have to do is to take 40 men and tell them to write about the war in Iraq. Do you think we could put all of their writings together and have one book of complete unity? Very obviously, that's not going to happen. Obviously, men cannot do that. God, of course, can. And that's what the Bible is. The Bible is that book God revealed to us that brings about unity of thought and unity of words that help us to understand that God does exist and we are his creation. It would be foolish for us to say there is no God. Well, we appreciate your being with us today and invite you to be with us again tomorrow. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.